This morning, at the site of the World Trade Center, workers continue to dig through the million tons of rubble. Officials say there is little hope of finding anyone alive. There are signs of a return to normalcy, however. Tourists and New Yorkers lined up for hours yesterday to visit the Empire State Building, once again the city's tallest building. The observation tower was closed after the terrorist attack on September 11th. It reopened briefly 4 days later, then reopened again this weekend. About 800 people an hour went to view New York's altered skyline. NPR's Margot Adler has the story.
The wait was more than an hour, and at least 500 people had already lined up before the observation tower opened at 10 o'clock yesterday morning.
Think it's going up, guys? Going up?
The elevator ride to the 80th floor, the first of two, was as ear-popping as usual. The second elevator takes you to the observation tower six floors up, and a door leads you to the outside. It was a cloudy day, not the best day for looking over Manhattan from the 86th floor. Over the years, many New Yorkers and tourists had come to believe that the view from the World Trade Center surpassed the view from this older landmark. The expanse was broader, the windows larger, you didn't have to look through iron bars, and you were protected from the elements. But this historic Art Deco building and its observation terrace outside, where the wind can sometimes whip around corners and chill you, was always perhaps the more natural view. To the east and west, the rivers, the silver spire of the Chrysler Building toward the northeast, and Central Park beginning to turn fall colors in the north. In some ways, today, it was as always. Lovers hugging and begging others to take their pictures, small children running about speaking myriad languages, people putting quarters in those old and not very good binocular machines. But as you reached the side that looked south, where more of the crowd was congregating, you could see the changed skyline. Shafts of sunlight pierced through the clouds, sending rays of light down toward Ground Zero. A wisp of white smoke was the only evidence that the Twin Towers had ever existed. David LaChance was visiting from Austin, Texas.
This was the tallest building we could get up to, and got up there and got pictures where the World Trade used to be, and it's still smoldering. It's pretty surreal.
Mary McCleavy and her husband came here from Dublin.
We planned to go up Twin Towers. Obviously, we didn't make that, so the Empire State was a nice substitute. Everybody was very respectful up there. It was very quiet. And obviously, people, their thoughts were with the victims and their families. We're glad we made it. And today being the first day it's reopened, it's quite historic.
Nancy Hogriff stood with her husband in line wearing a foam Statue of Liberty crown on her head. She lives in New Jersey and says she took New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani at his word.
They told us to come to New York and spend money. And that's what we decided to do.
And the show, we can't be broken.
So basically you took the mayor's advice.
Yes, we did.
Right.
And this woman from Cambridge, England, said she arrived in Boston on the Queen Elizabeth II and took the bus down to New York. It was a trip that had been planned for months. As to her impressions of New York.
Busy, noisy, large, but very exciting.
So you didn't change your plans because of what had happened?
Certainly not. Certainly not. You have to carry on with your life, don't you?
Much of New York this weekend has been in just this way, attempting to carry on. The United Nations begins a week-long debate on international terrorism on Monday. In recent days, there have been announcements that many events planned for the fall will go on as usual. The New York Marathon, for example, and the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. The Empire State Building will open again for the Columbus Day weekend. One thing that will be different is that the lights on top of the building, which change colors for almost every occasion, red and green for Christmas, orange and brown for Thanksgiving, lavender for Gay Pride Day, will stay red, white, and blue through November. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.